And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this hump day morning in Southeast Kansas. And joining me in studio from the chamber is Sam Kudrick. And Sam, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing good.
All right. So in today for Candy Westbrook. So we appreciate you coming in today. And were you able to attend the CNN this morning?
Yes. So yeah, Candy is finishing up at a conference in Branson, actually, for a big four-state chamber conference.
A conference. Yeah. In Branson. Conference.
Yeah. I know. It always does look like a really fun conference. But it's, you know, probably... It's really the first one she's been back to since COVID, so I'm sure she was excited.
Oh, absolutely!
To kind of be,
I would be too, though.
Yeah, networking and just everything. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so we're excited that she was there, and she'll be coming back, I'm sure, with lists full of great ideas. So we always love when one of us comes back from a conference; it's just always exciting. So
exactly, because you're really excited, because you're like, now I can, I know how to implement these ideas. This will be great.
Exactly. So CNN this morning, we were at Heritage Homes Realty, on 11th Street there, and they've been busy seeing, she mentioned, Jessica talked today, and she mentioned that there's only 18 houses on the market right now in Coffeyville.
Wow.
And usually there's, I wasn't really sure. I was like, well, you know, how many are usually? She's like, oh, usually like 100 or more. So there's 18. So if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, maybe I have a house or a rental house or something that I'm ready to sell, now is the time. So definitely give them a call. She mentioned, you know, of course, houses, but also commercial buildings. So they do a lot of commercial buildings as well. They are licensed in Kansas and Oklahoma, so they can help you out on both sides of the state line there. But if you want to give them a call to talk to them about maybe getting a house on the market or buying a different house, you can call them at 620-688-6039, and they can help you out. Next, we had Jason Owens with Skank Insurance, and they are actually going to be opening a location in Coffeyville this summer. So they have an office in Independence, and they're going to be expanding to Coffeyville, which is great. And they do have an event coming up this month on May 27th, Medicare 101. So if you need to learn a little more about Medicare or just have questions, you can go on May 27th, 1 p.m. at Lanning's and have a meal on them and learn about Medicare. So if you want to RSVP for that event, you can call them at 620-331-8800. Next, we had Lisa Brookover, who is kind of heading up the Air Museum right now, getting things going there. And she just reminded us that the Comet Campout is coming up. This is the first year they're doing it. It'll be on June 5th. So come out to Feaster Park, and there's going to be a handful of vintage campers you can tour, a free car show. Activities will start about 9 a.m. They're going to have some cornhole out there if you want to play cornhole while you're out there for the day. Food, activities, and free tours of the Air Museum. So come out for that day. I know that's a really busy weekend in Coffeyville, so just more for you to do. Stop out, have lunch, check things out while you're around the area.
Just hang out, have a good time.
Yeah. She also is still looking for some volunteers. So maybe if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, I could maybe do a Saturday or Sunday once a month, give her a call. Even if you have something come up, she's like, you know, if you want to commit, even if there's something comes up, just let me know. So it's not like a lifetime commitment in blood type deal. Just if you have some extra time, you want to help out, that'd be great. You can give Lisa a call at 620-251-2145. Next, we had Jamie Grant with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. And she mentioned their mother-daughter tea is coming up on May 27th. The deadline for that to sign up is the May 21st. But that event will be in the gym from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And they're going to have crafts and games, makeup to play with, and you get to take a photo home as well. So come enjoy that. They also have a pickleball tournament coming up. So, of course, pickleball has got very popular the last couple of years here in Coffeyville. But they're going to be doing this on June 19th, which is a Saturday. At 9 a.m. it'll start. It's $15 a person, and you'll get paired up with someone that morning. But you do need to register by June 14th. So she said all skill levels are welcome, but they're using this to benefit the boys and girls Phil Kinley High School tennis team. So to help buy T-shirts, water bottles, different stuff like that for those kiddos that are playing tennis at the high school. Next, we have Lakeisha Johnson with KFAN. Well, she had a couple hats, but first I'll talk about KFAN. So they're still doing their 30 days to support families. So if you want to give a donation to help support those families in this area, you can reach out to her. They're also looking at doing a fatherhood training. So they're looking for someone maybe in the area that is a father that would want to help out with that and get trained to help train other fathers in our area. So if you're interested in that, you can give her a call. Next, she put on her Boys and Girls Club hat. Last Friday, they had Youth of the Year. So she just wanted to thank everyone for the support on that and just a shout out to all those kids that worked hard for that. Also, Boys and Girls Club summer enrollment is open. That program will run from June 7th to July 29th. For $240, that pays for your kid to go for those both those months and all the activities. So I know my kid does Boys and Girls Club, and they have – I mean, they swim once a week, they'll go skate, they go all kinds of places. So really $240 for the whole summer is a great deal. Get some interacting with other kids and just fun for them, something to go do. So check out the summer club if you'd like to. And then she also mentioned, because she does sit on the education or the school board as well, that graduation for Phil Kinley is coming up this Saturday. So be checking out for that. And I know that the Booster Club's really good about posting those senior pictures and talking about the kids. So it's kind of fun to see just them interact on Facebook and see some different stuff about our seniors this year. And then she also wanted to mention that this week is Nurses Week. So make sure you thank our nurses in our area for all the hard work, especially after a year like we've had.
Yes.
But, you know, all the time of all the hard work they put in to help care for our community and everything they do. So
absolutely. And like you said, after this past year, man, they definitely deserve a congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. It was also mentioned just a shout out about After Prom and just how that was a really big success. I know I didn't really hear a lot of feedback after, but they said it was a huge success. Lots of kids went to that. So thanks to any businesses out there that maybe donated for the After Prom in any way, because it's just a nice, safe way to offer something for the kids to go do after. So that's great to have here in our community. Couple more things. Chuck McFate with the Lions Club mentioned they will have their food truck there at the Comet Camp Out. So go help support Lions Club and get some food for that afternoon. He also mentioned that the First Presbyterian Church every Thursday does their thrift shop. So if you're looking for some good deals Thursday morning, tomorrow, stop by there and check out their thrift store. And then last, I had actually mentioned just don't forget to get your tickets for the Dalton movie coming up. So that movie called Death Alley will be showing on June 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Phil Kinley High School Auditorium. It is $10 a ticket. Definitely more adult, more content. So I leave the kids at home. Just right. Strong language. Of course, violence, you know, dealing with the raid. That's right. Part of it.
Yeah, I mean, when you're dealing with the raid, it's kind of going to have some gunplay in
it. So. Yeah. So we're just encouraging, you know, they said if it was rated, it'd probably be rated R. So just use your judgment. But, you know, if you guys watch the little clip, can't think of what it's called.
The trailer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It looks really well filmed.
Does.
Yeah.
It does.
Like it's pretty cool. So we're really excited. Half of the funds from your ticket will actually go to the Midland Theater Foundation to help, the restoration project. And the other half, of course, will go to the director who did the movie, you know, to pay for the film and everything. So we're excited for that. If you guys jump on the Midland website, you can get tickets. It's on the Facebook page listed as well. But if you want to just come into the chamber in person, we can help you out and sell you tickets there as well, too. So it is limited, so get your tickets while you can, because you don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So that is what's going on in Coffeyville this morning.
All right, lots of good stuff happening. And like I said, we have Sam Kudrick in studio with us today. Scandi Westbrook is out of office this week. But if anybody has any questions about what you just talked about this morning, or maybe anything else that's coming up, or maybe they want to join the chamber themselves, how can they do that?
Yeah, so if you guys want to give us a call, 620-251-2550. We can help you out with any questions. If we don't know the answer, we will sure find someone who does. So, happy to help out. And I'm glad to be part of this community.
Absolutely. Well, Sam, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. And we will have you guys back on next Wednesday.
All right. We'll see you guys then.
All right. Thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will restart Open Line. It's taking your calls today. If you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, or if you want to weigh in on the Wilson Medical Center question of the day.